Hey guys, you're with the Fashion Photography Podcast, and today is Friday, so we're going to have a little conversation. In fact, I'm going to have a little conversation with me, myself, and I, Virginia Angela. I wanted to talk about it for quite some time, and I guess the time has come. I know that many of you have this problem that they've been asked to make photographs for free. I would definitely call it a major problem, so that's why I wanted to tell you about some stuff that helped me through my career. I have this awesome makeup artist, Marina Mladenova. You can check out her webpage in the show notes along with my website. A few years ago, we were shooting together for a very young designer. I was chatting with Marina and she told me, "Why are you shooting this for free?" And I answered, "This designer, she's my friend from school. We've known each other for a while." And my makeup artist said, "That's great, but this friendship is not paying any of your bills." And she was right. So Marina told me that I don't really need to get any money from this. But since it was more of a lookbook, it wasn't really working for me in my portfolio. So we had a great conversation about it, and she gave me some awesome ideas that I want to share with you too. She asked me a very specific question, and in fact, this led me to many ideas. She asked me, "Why don't you just trade?" So from this day on, it kind of became my motto. And this really changed my mind because it's true, when you're doing something for free, in many cases you can use it as a portfolio, but this designer or whoever you're shooting for, they're actually gaining some real profit from your work because they're putting them out there and they're receiving actual paying because of your photos. Nowadays, I'm really happy to say that I'm a well-paid photographer. And I think that I came to this moment in my life because I've never been a big fan of the idea that you can shoot something for a small amount of money. Whenever I wanted to shoot something, I've been doing this either for free or either for money. And if there is someone who's asking me to shoot something for them for a lower price, I simply say, "This is not working for me." But I do monthly projects with my crew, and they're just for fun and for our portfolio. So what I can do for you is to shoot some of your pieces that my stylist likes for the particular shoot. So this way you have a photo or two for free, and I'll have my project for the portfolio that I like. This way we'll both gain something. I'm not going to shoot your whole collection because this is not going to work for me, but we can trade and you receive these one or two photos and you'll be able to use them for internet purposes, not advertising, just as we do. And on these photographs, the clothes can be from this designer only or from two or three. And this works for me because these guys are coming back to me because they like my photography and they're able to use this, but not fully. This is not kind of advertisement because in the photo, there might be another designer, but they have a photograph that they can show their top or jeans or whatever. And I have some fresh new work. In other words, this is what I call trading in photography. When you gain something and they gain something. Here is the time to say that I don't do this for each and every designer. I do this only in case that I really like the designer's work and I want to shoot it, but I know how to evaluate my work and I'm not going to do any of this for free. Of course, there are designers that won't agree to this and I don't really mind because it's also their choice. So my advice for you today is very, very simple. Don't underestimate your work. If you want to do this full time, and if you want to be a really good photographer, if you want to be well paid, if this is what you want to do, don't do it for small amount of money. You're not gaining anything from this. You can pay for coffee with this money, but not for your future. And if you want to be professional, you have to invest in your future. So right now, the most important thing that you can do is to invest in yourself, to believe in yourself, and to want the others to believe in yourself too. So demand. No one else is going to do this for you. And if you're looking for an agent or for an agency, you have to first know that you are the only person who can sell yourself first. And in order to do that, you have to believe in your work. Don't do it for free. I hope this Friday talk was inspirational for you and that you're going to think about what I said. You can let me know if you like our podcast by leaving a review on iTunes. We'd really appreciate that. Thank you very much for being with me and don't forget to check out my new website and also Marina's work in our show notes. Stay creative.